The death of Ottilie Lundgren remains a mystery. The Connecticut woman who died on Wednesday of anthrax was 94. She led a quiet and retired life in a small community. The governor of Connecticut, John Rowland, told reporters today that investigators can find no trail of anthrax leading to Ottilie Lundgren. Her house, her garbage, her mailbox, postal facilities that served her area, all were tested, and according to the governor, all samples have tested negative for anthrax. We're joined by John Dankowski, who's been covering the story for Connecticut Public Radio. Where do the investigators go next?
They're going to continue to look at what Governor Rowland calls the mail trail, everything that leads from the postal facilities in Seymour and Wallingford to Ottilie Lundgren's home, and everything that is remaining in her home. They've taken out an enormous amount of material, including mail and garbage, as you said, but for the most part, they have found absolutely nothing. Governor Rowland said he doesn't know where else to look at this point other than continuing down this mail trail.
What about the possibility that she contracted anthrax because of contact with another person who might have had it on their clothing or had it on their person somehow?
FBI officials and CDC officials are interviewing all the people who Ottilie Lundgren came in contact with over the course of the last few weeks, including friends, neighbors, relatives. But honestly, she came in contact with so few people during her normal day. She was somebody who lived a very vibrant life for a number of years and was very involved in her community, but spent most of the last few years of her life in her home, and so she didn't really come in contact with too many people. Right away, the questions the FBI was asking, did she go to New York, did she go to Washington or Florida? And so far, those all come up negative as well.
The thing that has everyone so puzzled is that Ottilie Lundgren supposedly died of anthrax, but there is no anthrax anywhere. What does that tell the community? How are they dealing with this, sort of the mysteriousness of that?
Well, remarkably, people in the town of Oxford and all around Connecticut have really heeded the governor's call not to panic over this. For the most part, over the holiday, things are back to normal, and people in the town and around the state are going back to their business. We talked to some people the other day who are a bit concerned. They were going to the post office, for instance, but saying that the postmaster inside was wearing rubber gloves, and that was some concern. But for the most part, people are as puzzled as Governor Rowland, and we all are by this, but they've, for the most part, gone back to their normal lives.
Is there any possibility, John, that Ms. Lundgren died of something else, that this was not anthrax after all?
So far, all of the reports by the State Department of Health officials and those that we've been able to get from federal officials dealing with this have said that it quite conclusively is anthrax. One thing I have heard is that it would take an enormous amount of anthrax to contract inhalation anthrax, an enormous amount of the bacteria. And so because no other anthrax bacteria has shown up anywhere in her home or in the town, it seems very unusual indeed that she would come in contact with such a large amount so as to prove fatal.
John Dankowski has been covering this story for Connecticut Public Radio. John, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ottilie Lundgren is the fifth person to die from inhalation anthrax since October. Before Lundgren's death, the other cases of anthrax infection were associated with the Postal Service, the news media, or Capitol Hill, and a New York hospital worker who died late last month. Several more anthrax threats sent through the mail have proved to be false. They were sent to congressional offices, businesses, and individuals, but